Hello, welcome to Obama Golf. My name is Trina. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I received an email from Golfsmith stating that my Pro V1 golf ball order had been canceled and I should go to your exchange to reorder it. So I tried the website, but it doesn't seem to be working, so I'm calling the 800 number.
Yes, I'm sorry about the website. It should be fixed by the end of 2014, but I can help you.
Thanks. I ordered some Pro V1 golf balls.
Sir, Pro V1s do not meet our minimum standards. I will be happy to provide you with a choice of Pinnacle, Top Flight, or Callaway Blue.
But I've played Pro V1 for years.
The government has determined that Pro V1s are no longer acceptable, so we have instructed Titleist to stop making them. Top flights are better, sir. I am sure you will love them.
But I like the Pro V1. Wait, why are top flights better?
That is all spelled out in the 2,700-page Affordable Golf Ball Act passed by Congress.
Well, how much are these top flights?
It depends, sir. Do you want our bronze, silver, gold, or platinum package?
What's the difference?
12, 24, 36, or 48 balls.
Well, the silver package may be okay. How much is it?
It depends, sir. What is your monthly income?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I need that to determine your government golf ball subsidy. Then I can determine how much your out-of-pocket cost will be. But if your income is below the poverty level, you might qualify for a subsidy. In that case, I can refer you to our ball aid department.
Ball aid?
Yes, golf balls are a right. Everyone has a right to golf balls. So if you can't afford them, then the government will supply them free of charge.
Who said they were a right?
Congress passed it. The president signed it, and the Supreme Court found it constitutional.
Whoa, wait. I don't remember seeing anything in the Constitution regarding golf balls as a right.
There's no explicit mention of golf balls in the Constitution, but President Obama is a former constitutional scholar, and he believes it would have been included if the Constitution had not been drafted by a bunch of slave-owning white men. The Democrats in the Congress and the Supreme Court agree with the president that golf balls are now a right guaranteed by the Constitution.
I don't believe this.
It's the law of the land, sir. Now, we anticipated most people would go for the silver package. So what is your monthly income, sir?
Forget it. I'll just forego the balls this year.
In that case, sir, I will still need your monthly income.
Why?
To determine what your non-participation cost would be.
What? Wait, you can't charge me for not buying golf balls.
It's the law of the land, sir.
Oh, God,
approved
this...
by the Supreme Court. It's $49.50, or 1% of your monthly income.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Okay, I'll pay the $49.50.
Sir, it is the $49.50, or 1% of your monthly income, whichever is greater.
Are you kidding me? What a ripoff!
Actually, sir, it's a good deal. Next year, it will be 2%.
Look, I'm going to call my congressman and find out what's going on here. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay it.
Sorry to hear that, sir. That's why I had the NSA track this call and obtain the make and model of the cell phone you're using.
Why does the NSA need to know what kind of cell phone I'm using?
So they can get your GPS coordinates, sir.
The hell is that?
That would be the IRS, sir. Thanks for calling Obama Golf. Have a nice day. And God bless the land of the free and the home of the brave.